Let's look at the receptors of what. There are four receptors in the HER family, which are fairly simple: HER1, HER2, HER3, HER4. HER1 is also called as EGFR or epidermal growth factor receptor. Now, each receptor has this. These are membranous receptors, so that's your cell membrane there with the four receptors, partly outside and partly inside, if you like. It has three portions. It has a ligand binding domain. Ligands are the substances of the proteins that come in, if you like, attached to the receptors. There's a transmembrane portion, and there is a tyrosine kinase portion. These are the ligands that act on the individual receptors, on the various receptors. You can see that there are some common ones which can act on more than one. Heregulin here and here, epiregulin there and there. It doesn't matter what they are, but suffice to say that they are sort of, if you like, growth proteins, I suppose. You may notice that there's nothing over HER2 here. And that's because HER2 does not have a ligand binding domain. There's something quite unique about HER2. It does not have a ligand binding domain. Likewise, HER3 does not have a tyrosine kinase domain. What's slightly important next in this slide. Now, ligand binding, what happens once the ligand binds? And let me remind you, these are the ligands which bind onto these domains. What